And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ AM 1400. We are positive talk radio for Ventura County. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is What You Don't Know Can Hurt You. My first guest is a financial guru who told us about a little publicized investment vehicle, preferred stocks, and how they can make us a bunch of money. My next guest is the newly appointed CEO of the Ventura Chamber of Commerce, and she's here to tell us how we can take advantage of what the organization has to offer. As always, if you want to join the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Sandra Walker is the CEO of the Ventura Chamber of Commerce. She's held that position since May of 2010. Previously, she worked as a branch manager at the former Affinity Bank, customer service manager at Santa Barbara Bank and Trust, and an accountant for the city of Ventura. For prior 2 years before joining the Ventura Chamber, Sandra was the operations director at the Camarillo Chamber of Commerce. Sandra offers the right mix of institutional knowledge and a yearning to mix things up at the Ventura Chamber. She's familiar with social media and electronic newsletters and surveys, and her desire to freshen up the chamber is going to be a welcome plus. So welcome to the show, Sandra. Thanks so much for coming into the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to have you in. So you're taking over command of the Chamber of Commerce in a very challenging environment. The economic rebound is, sputtering. Chamber membership has dipped a little bit, and business owners are pretty tight-fisted with their money at the moment. So what are your top priorities for the chamber for the next 12 months?
Well, I'm happy to say that membership, you know, although we've been hurt like most have in the economy, membership has been coming back again.
Good.
And I think that, you know, as the, like you said, the economy's been a little dippity, but as things have started to turn back around, we're seeing members that are, you know, starting to really focus in on the business more.
Good.
And marketing and looking at ways to spend those dollars, and the chamber's a pretty economical way to do that.
Okay. All right. Now that makes sense. Have you set out any measurable goals for, say, the next 6 months of what you want to achieve, increase membership by so much or offer some new programs, anything like that?
Yeah, in addition to obviously increasing the membership base, we've really been focused in on the existing memberships that we have and how we can really add more benefits and values to what they've already been receiving. The membership prices are staying the same going into 2011. We've chosen not to raise them this year, but we feel it's important to really focus in on the values that are there and, you know, making sure that those values are still current and relevant to our members, because as the change in the economy has occurred, needs of our businesses have changed, and we're evolving like everyone else.
Well, what are some of those changing needs? Because you have your finger literally on the pulse of business here in Ventura. So what are you seeing as some of those changing needs?
Well, one of the things I've noticed is it used to be that a business would write a check for a coupon mailer or write a check for a membership and not think a lot about it. Now we're finding that personal interaction, those one-on-one relationships, what's in it for me, but not so much what's in it for me. It's sort of, you know, I want to know you on a personal level. I want to be building a relationship so that not only am I helping you with your business, but you're helping me with mine. It's more of a camaraderie feel when it comes to doing business. It's not that, you know, numbers game anymore like it used to be.
All right. So it really is going back to the basics, and that is
exactly.
The one-on-one relationship marketing and so forth. Well, that's cool.
Which I enjoy.
Good. We're talking to Sandra Walker, everybody, CEO of the Ventura Chamber of Commerce. Sandra, the chamber has three major missions: business development, governmental matters, and community development. Can you give us sort of an update in each of those three areas, what you're doing?
Well, in regards to the governmental items, there are quite a few things that have been going on, and with the recent elections, we've moved on through most of those propositions, but we did take some positions on about, I believe, 8 different props, took a position on Measure H, so we've been involved locally. We also are involved in the downtown parking meters on a local level right now. It's a hot button.
And let's bring us up to date on the meters, because they are controversial, I would say, at this point.
They are, and at this point, there have been lots of meetings occurring between the merchants and the city and the citizens in the public area, just sort of gaining the feedback, trying to pull up statistics and numbers and look at what's working and what's not, and finding solutions together. There have been some concessions that have come forward already, including, you know, talking to some of the merchants about what makes sense on when they should stop charging on the meters and where they should be charging at. But I don't, you know, I think right now it's just one of those things where we need to let the data come out, continue to talk to the members and the business community, gain the feedback, be heard, let the voice be heard all the way around, and then leave it up to the commission to decide what they think is best for these parking meters.
All right. Well, now let's go back in time. We're on the parking meters, a very fun topic for me. So let's go back in time. We had Rick Cole in before the parking meters were installed. He gave us the guidelines, said that, hey, the parking meters are going in because the downtown merchants were worried that all the parking spaces were being occupied by employees who were parking there for their own convenience. Okay, and the merchants' employees were doing this. And we were told that part of the reason for doing this, the merchants were behind it. We brought Mike Tracy in the day or two after they were installed, and it was too early to have any results, but he told us pretty much the same thing. Downtown merchants demanded it, and we did it. Now I'm hearing from the downtown merchants themselves that they're not thinking this is such a hot idea. So when did we cross over this line between the merchants not being able to control where their employees parked and having parking meters, which are turning out not to be as successful as we would hope?
I think you've got two different thought processes. You've got, you know, the voice that's fairly loud right now, which are the folks that are not happy about the meters. And then you've got another side, which I've heard from as well, of merchants that actually love it, that are saying it is providing their customers the opportunity to actually drive up and park in front of their building, go in and buy something, drive off to the next location. So there are two pools of thought on all this. And at the moment, you know, depending on how loud the voice is, that's what we're hearing. But I'm trying to stay somewhat objective at the moment and listen to both sides and try to be fair about, you know, what makes sense and to ensure that I'm representing our membership, because, you know, I represent the chamber, not the entire business community at this point. So I need to make sure that my members are being heard. And that's my goal in this process, is to be on the ground at all the meetings. And if there's information that needs to be put out on behalf of the merchants, I want to put it out there.
All right. That's good. So under governmental affairs, you guys have been very, very busy. What about business development? What's the chamber doing in the business side of things?
Well, we have been doing a lot of different partnerships with some of the local areas. I don't know if you've heard about the Prosperity Council or not.
It was on my list to ask you, so let's dive right into that.
One of the reasons the Prosperity Council was formed was to allow some of these different agencies that, you know, we work together, but we don't have a lot of opportunity to sit down and talk about things and work as a collaborative entity. So the Prosperity Council was formed literally when I started in May, and it's made up of myself, the Downtown Ventura Organization, the Ventura Visitors Bureau, and the city, and there's about 10 or 12 of us total. There's two of us from each of our entities in the Harbor District. I'm sorry, I missed them. And we all sit down once a month and we discuss things that came out of the economic summit that we had, where the citizens were able to come and provide what they were looking for with economic development and improvements in the city. Mm-hmm. And we meet monthly and we're working on a bunch of different initiatives, including a Live Local campaign right now to help promote spending and living and breathing the Ventura brand. We've also been looking at database collections between our entities to find out, is there a better way for us to collect data on businesses and clusters and what makes sense for recruiting the right types of businesses into Ventura? Mm-hmm. Going beyond that even, do we have the education? Do we have the proper placement of the educational system? If we bring in these high-tech businesses, these great, great entities, are we going to be able to retain them? So there's a lot of things going on in regards to the Prosperity Council and in general with the chamber and discussions we've had with, you know, EDCVC, SCORE, Women's Economic Development. I mean, you know, really reaching out to those different entities and finding out how we can collaborate and be better partners.
Okay. We're talking to Sandra Walker, everybody. She's the CEO of the Ventura Chamber of Commerce. Sandra, one of the things in your discussion about the Prosperity Council that didn't come up, which usually does, that is housing, affordable housing. Where does the Prosperity Council get into, or does it get into, housing issues here? Because we can have the best location in the world, we can attract the best and the brightest, but if they can't afford to live here, it's all for naught.
Yeah, housing is another piece of this that we have looked a little bit at the discussions of executive housing, which did come up in our summit, the needs to have executive housing. But I would say as far as the housing side of the Prosperity Council, we have had some discussions, but it hasn't been the focus yet. It's not to say it won't be. The list was about 21 items long from the economic summit, so we've had to sort of piecemeal it down and focus it on what we can actually accomplish successfully in the next year. And then the hope will be from year to year, we'll continue to improve in these areas. We'll gain feedback from the citizens on what they would like to see us do, and then hopefully accomplish all those tasks over the years.
All right. Now, 21 items on the list seems like a daunting task. What is the chamber's role on the committee, the Prosperity Committee, and what do you hope will be the best positive result coming out of this?
Our role right now is to be a committed partner, finding ways that we can utilize our resources and our membership to support the initiatives and the growth that we're looking for through the Prosperity Council. I'm the chair of the Prosperity Council at the moment.
You are. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. So I have taken on that leadership role myself. But I really feel that just the ability to sit around a table and collaborate like that once a month to spend that dedicated time is invaluable at this point.
All right. So collaboration is the first step on the Prosperity Council.
Yeah, and just finding out how we as entities can support one another. There are things that we don't even know we do, and we don't need to be doing things twice the effort when we can do them once and share the resources.
Mm-hmm. All right. Great. Now, Sandra, you come to us at the Ventura Chamber of Commerce with a very unique perspective, having worked at the Camarillo Chamber of Commerce and having watched two very different approaches to economic growth. The Camarillo model, which was bringing in the discount stores and the mall there, growing it with a lot of retail, and then the city's tax base grew from the sales revenue, for sales tax revenue. The flip side of that, you were observing, but probably not intimately involved with Oxnard, which took pretty much a 180-degree opposite look at it and said, we're going to increase our tax base by building more houses, getting more property taxes, and that's how we're going to build our tax base. Well, when it all hit the fan, of course, retail is hurting, and of course housing we know is flushing down the toilet. So looking at both of those scenarios, what is Ventura's direction going to be to try to grow some of the, get some economic growth in the local economy?
Well, I think part of the looking at the database and looking at the, talking on the recruitment side of businesses, I think an important part of Ventura's growth is identifying the type of growth that we need, the proper growth. Because you can fill a storefront, you know, easily with someone that pops in into a store, they last 6 months, but they might not be a very good demographic fit for the community. So some of the statistical data and things that not only the Prosperity Council are working on, but WIB is working on right now too, they've hired a company to do that. They've done some of those research items and spoken to businesses to find out what it is that they want, how can they be recruited into town, you know, what types of economic development for their employees are they looking for as far as, you know, executive housing and things like that. So I think looking at what really makes sense for Ventura and picking those types, looking for those types of recruitment opportunities, encouraging those types of businesses to move in will last sustainably over time. And that's the key, is we need a sustainable economy, an economy that's not, you know, when we go into the depression area, you know, this will happen again. You know, we will get out of this and then we'll get back into it again. If you look at our economic cycle, about every 10 to 15 years, you know, something goes wrong. And it's a matter of we need to fine tune and learn from this and not take the negatives, but say, okay, what did we learn? How are we going to get through this next time?
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like that's a great long-term plan. Are there any short-term things that they're doing, that we're doing right now to bring more businesses into Ventura?
Well, I know at the state level, they have been working really hard at developing a department with a permit specialist who specifically, all she does is help us with businesses that are looking to either recruit into the area or possibly looking to relocate even within Ventura County that gets through the red tape. So some of those things are taking place now, which is helpful to us at the chamber level. The city also has a business ombudsman is what it's called. Mm-hmm. And he's been dedicated to anyone that has business problems or questions or needs a permit or what isn't sure where to go, that we can refer to them. So I think providing some of the seamless opportunities to connect people with the right entities is something we're doing now that's helping a lot.
That is a step in the right direction. We're talking to Sandra Walker, everybody, CEO of the Chamber of Commerce here in Ventura. We talked about business development, government. The other component that you are responsible for is community. What actions are you taking in the community area?
Well, we just had a big event a couple weeks ago, was Arts in the Park, and we teamed up with the city of Ventura. And we did that because we felt that the success of both events would tie in better if we tied the 2 days together. Mm-hmm. And we've been looking at just different ways that we can support the community through, you know, we have a Poinsettia Awards that we do every year, and we're doing it again this year. It's in December. And we've added some different categories this year and, you know, involve the community more in the awards process. They can nominate now, and there's even a couple categories you can win, and you don't have to be a chamber member. So really looking beyond, you know, being a member of the chamber, obviously the membership provides a lot of value, but tying the community into what we're doing, because we do represent the business community, but we also want the economy to be strong as a whole. You know, housing, education, all of that's incredibly important to the viability of a business community.
Absolutely.
So we want the community to know what we're doing for them out there and for the business in general.
Oh, okay. Very good. Now, people that are listening to the sound of our voices right now, Sandra, are probably at work. If they're not at work, then they're in their car on a sales call. It's mostly business listeners that are
right
out there. Here you have the ear of thousands of people, and you were pitching to them the benefits of being a member of the Chamber of Commerce. What couple of things would you highlight?
I think right now one of the things that makes Ventura an exciting place to be is the new direction that we're taking. I've been here about 6 months now, and I have really started looking at taking the chamber in a different direction from the traditional chamber we're used to. We've looked at being more sustainable, providing more value and benefits, getting smarter about how we do business, just like every business out there has had to cut resources back and look at doing things differently and being more creative. We've really evolved as a chamber. The energy, the synergy in our membership is so strong right now. The businesses are growing because of the support they have for each other. We've reached out to young professionals in the community, and we've started a group there now. Really taking it to the next level with the chamber at this point and trying to stay on top of the technology, the governmental relations, the community aspects, keeping an ear to the membership. So if anyone out there is listening and isn't a member of the chamber, I think now's a great time to come talk to us about it. We're doing a business directory in 2011. Just exciting times, exciting times.
Well, now, what are some of those benefits, Sandra, that you mentioned that you've been adding to that? Something people might not be familiar with because they're used to the staid, traditional Chamber of Commerce here in Ventura. What are some of the new, exciting things that you're bringing to the party?
So one of the things that I mentioned earlier that we've just developed is a young professionals group, and this was something that we formed in Camarillo also. We had our first big event in September and found that our membership in general was real excited to connect with the young professionals group. And we saw the deficit in the community with regards to the leadership, you know, not having a lot of opportunities for these young professionals to develop. So this is something new we've started, and it has really taken off. They have taken a leadership role in this group and created their own trifold and starting their own events and getting sponsorships and things like that. So that's one really exciting thing we're doing that our members are loving right now. So they just love the energy of the young professionals in their group.
Oh, that's great. We're talking to Sandra Walker, everybody. She's the newly appointed CEO of the Ventura Chamber of Commerce. Sandra, if they like what they hear, they want to learn more about the chamber, where would you direct them to go on the internet, or who would you tell them to call?
I would have them first call at 805-676-7500, and you can speak to any of us in the office. Myself, Nancy Maxwell, is my membership director. If they want to go online, they can go to www.venturachamber.com. We also have a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Ventura Chamber. We're all over the place. We should be pretty easy to find.
All right. That's great. We've been talking to Sandra Walker, everybody. She's the new CEO at the Chamber of Commerce here in Ventura, bringing us up to date on what's new and changing here in the Ventura's Chamber of Commerce.